This is a Normal Nerds podcast where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cerusea.
And I'm your host, who hates being objective, Davis Bates.
This episode, we're giving the real top 10 anime series of all time. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo.
Last week, we put out an episode because WatchMojo made a horrifically bad video about top 10 anime series of all time. If you want, go back and listen to that, where we just ripped the list apart because it's hot garbage.
It is hot garbo. It's pretty bad, yes.
Horrible. Yes. So, and on that episode, we decided, you know, we can make a top 10.
Yeah.
And we're making this top 10 based off of objectiveness.
Yes.
Yes. Like, because our top 10
we thought
would be
about
different.
What the fans think
yes.
about. And from our many, 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 many hours of reading anime lists and Watch Mojo and everything, mm-hmm. which we did for fun. Now we're actually using for do something.
Yes.
We based it on that pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like, what appeared the most, where it all appeared. It sounds more scientific than it is. We guesstimated where all this stuff appeared usually. We didn't like break down the numbers. Some nerd can go do that. Dorks. This is pretty much based on what we think overall the community and based on quality and what the community thinks should be the top 10 anime. Yes. Not what we think the top 10 anime should be.
Obviously, we had some sway in a few things.
Some of our opinions line up with...
Sometimes they do, but like there are some that like I think like... You know, there's some we weren't going to let on here. Like,
yeah, well, some don't belong on there.
Yeah.
Because they're not, because they aren't objectively that good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just watch mode being crazy.
Yes. So
I hate some of the things on this list. I'm going to say that. I hate being objective. I wanted to kick one of these off the list so fucking badly.
Yeah, you did.
But apparently we had to keep it on there because people.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go through our top 10. And if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, You'll know where some places will go. But we're going to start out number 10. Neon Genesis Evangelion. I have not seen this show. You have. Davis hates it.
This shouldn't be on the list, but for some reason, everyone out there likes it.
Yeah.
Not everyone out there. Fringe people like it. And there's enough fringe out there they combine and decide this will be their one thing they're going to put above everyone else. I hate this anime. This anime sucks. It's terrible. Each ending's a fuck you to the fans. I don't know why you people keep liking this. But you do, and it keeps popping up on lists, so it goes there. Once upon a time, I was told after Cowboy Bebop, this is before I was like really like going into all the anime, I was told once upon a time that it was like the second best anime of all time, with Cowboy Bebop being number one, because then that's such a great take. But it made the list. It does have one of the most banger openings of all time. Cruel Angel's Thesis is fire. Pretty much the only thing they got right in the show. And so I make the list.
Yeah.
It's at number 10 because I refuse to let it go any lower. I don't believe that people would think... If everyone that says Evangelion's good actually watched it, they would say it's bad.
I've never seen this anime. I'll watch it one day when I run out of the stuff to watch. But it was one of those animes that when I first got an anime, like it just popped up all the time on lists everywhere, left and right. I don't understand why it's so popular because it seems like the mechs are like fights are okay.
Yeah.
Seems like there's some pretty like cool scenes, but the main character seems incredibly annoying.
She just sucks.
But it is a testament to this is how this list is going to go. We put this on here because we know how popular it is in the community and everything like that. So number 10, this hits. There you go, guys.
Congrats.
Number 9, which we don't see this on a lot of top 10 anime lists, but we both feel like it is part of the current big three, is My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of hate for its community. I don't know, the community is apparently terrible. The My Hero fans, I don't fucking know.
I believe that. I've seen some Comic-Con video reels and stuff, and I'm just like, I think that if I saw you in public... you'd have a black eye. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them really suck. Some of them really suck.
I feel like this anime, just because there's so much good anime now, gets like kind of put to the wayside. Because like that's just, you know, JJK out and Demon Slayer, blah blah. But like, it felt like a big three the first season right off the bat.
Oh, 100%.
Like I was like, oh, when he's like, oh, and this is how the story of how I become the greatest hero ever. I was like, oh no, this is amazing.
And some of just a quick note for some of this list. Some of these anime that we objectively think are better and probably will be in the long run just haven't finished up yet, so they landed a little higher on the list. My Hero, I actually do believe it's better than some of the anime that are lower on the list. And I think by the time the anime is finished, they'll be there. But they, you know, Attack on Titan and My Hero kind of proved a little bit that you can't fully base the greatness of an anime off of, you know, seasons that they have so far. Because My Hero had that season and a half garbage, which there is plenty of episodes where we talk about it. Go back and listen to those ones. Trust me.
Gentle Criminal.
Just get Google search Gentle Criminal and Normal Nerds, you'll find it.
Ooh.
That almost killed the anime. Literally, I almost stopped watching My Hero. And then they came back swinging as hard as possible. And I was like, well, they're back. You're back. Good
season
for you guys.
It was amazing.
So it definitely, probably because of those 2 week seasons, it lands itself where it does. And it's not completed. So we're not fully sure where it's going to go yet. I don't read the manga. So I don't know at all. But this is going to be
the final.
I think by the time this finishes up, I'm banking on this will probably be. We'll probably revise this list as years go on, but this would probably hit number six, if not crack the top five. Hit number six. There's a lot of got top five that I don't think can be moved.
The five are good. It just got that shonen big three vibe to it. And
the story is insane, too.
The story's really good. Deku's awesome. Yeah. Deku and Bakugo there, like, that is one of the best. And it's, I feel like it is, we're such a saturated market that it gets ignored, but like, their friendship storyline was amazing.
Oh, it was spectacular.
It was amazing.
It was such an amazing slow burn. Yeah. And it was, wow. The payout was great.
Yeah.
The villain, you know, it was the overall story arc with the villain. It's been awesome. And, you know, you like to see Deku go from being a crybaby to, like, being, like, you know, this actual big-ass, like, powerful hero to the point where he was, like, he beat his entire class when they tried to take him down. This kid went from being quirkless to the next, I know we all talk about how, you know, you can talk about the quirk that he has, you know, giving him such an advantage, but the kid builds it up and he knows how to work and he's a genius.
He had to work out just to get in that spot.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's one of those anime that I think is just gonna, and like, not for nothing. Everyone does love it. Like, the community, maybe the hardcore weebs, like, they sour it, but the whole anime community, they love it. I've not met a person who says they actually, like, I don't know if that's a weeb, unequivocally hate My Hero because of the content of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good. And you can just tell also by the animation. See, the animation from season one to season two, it's like a huge gap because it got so popular, so that it got more money. So that's where it lands.
Yep.
We talked about number nine now for an hour.
Yeah. Number nine, My Hero. Number eight, we put Jujutsu Kaisen.
The only reason it's here is because it's not done yet. Same reasons that I said before. We cannot trust the anime until it's completed.
Yeah, so we both openly have said it's our number three anime of all time. Just if it keeps up the way it's going and the story ends great, then it definitely solidifies itself there for me. But only because Attack on Titan is such a garbage show, and they showed you that you can have three amazing seasons,
truly,
and then go off the
masterpieces.
Rails. And I don't know if Jujutsu Kaisen. I doubt it will do that because it seems much more shonen based. But you never. You don't know.
You never know what Gigi's gonna do. Gigi, or what the creator is. You never know what they're gonna do.
I have no idea.
You see all the reels out there now, where it's like, I think he must draw himself as like a one-eyed dog or cat or something like that. So if you ever see a reel about like. It's like, oh, my favorite JJK character is Geki's watching. It just pans over to like a cat with one eye or something like that, or a cat dog thing.
That's funny. Yeah. But yeah, we both love the series. I don't think we need to spend too much time on it, because like, if you follow our weekly anime reviews,
any Jujutsu Kaisen podcast episode, you're gonna see why we love
it. Sometimes our episodes that aren't about Jujutsu Kaisen end up being a Jujutsu Kaisen.
And it currently does. It just outside of our opinion, it currently does own the internet. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I know my algorithm is skewed to it, but everywhere is JJK, Shibuya, literally Shibuya. In Japan has like is all JJK stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's literally like, on all their screens. They have props there. Gojo's in his cube there. It's great. So definitely, I think it's been taking the world by storm, and it's gonna keep going on. I think.
Yeah, that's I think where it locks in eight for us, because we're just like, we don't know what it could do, but we feel like we have the first two seasons were amazing.
Yes.
Anyways, all right, the number seven anime I've not seen again, but it's got to be on the list is Bleach. Some people really, really do love Bleach.
True.
Like, maybe it's a darker anime, so maybe that's why, like, you know, I don't know. But I have not seen it.
I made it pretty deep into Bleach, but I'm not finished with it yet. My thing about, so my thing, Bleach is a big three, easily. It like came out during that time. It held the audience at the same time. And I feel like that I would enjoy it a lot more had I started watching it back then. Because it's got really, it had really early Naruto vibes. All these like, it just had early 2000s vibes to it. And it's good, but a lot of that slow and pace and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is long. It's like, I always like to use Yu Yu Hakusho as the example of like, they're slow paced and stuff, but at least they only have like, well, I feel like their season isn't like 400 episodes. It's like, I think they only have like 100 episodes, maybe. It's something, like, it's something small. It's something very manageable. Yeah. It might be 60. Regardless.
Yu Yu Hakusho 60, really?
Yeah, it's not that, I don't think it's a long of an anime. I'll look it up. But regardless, Bleach is definitely a top three. I think it should go there. The whole world loves it. Thousand Year Blood War came back and it was like, everyone was like, oh my God, it's so cool. Holy crap.
112.
112? Okay, so about 100. All right, so my first guess was...
Your first guess, and then you cut it in half.
Then I cut it in half, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, Thousand Year Blood War was massive, and for an anime to come back and, you know, do, you know, that's impressive and to be super popular. I know the first arc, the Soul Society arc, is apparently the best arc in the anime.
Yeah, it's good. I like the Arrancar arc, though. I'm really like...
I don't know what that is, but yeah.
I think it's the arc right after it.
Oh, okay.
They have a lot of filler. They have a lot of filler stuff in there, but overall, I mean, I gotta finish the show. I have to finish the show. I want to watch A Thousand Year Blood War. I'm just like, it's one of those ones that is like new stuff kept coming out, so I didn't have time to dedicate to it anymore. But so far, it's been really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little slower for me.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it because you know, I've seen all of Naruto. I gotta catch up on One Piece. Yeah. But
despite all that, everyone seems to love. People that watch Bleach love Bleach. So
yeah, they love it. So and it's a big three.
It's been around forever. It came back.
And Bankai, that's my like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Ichigo's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like. Ichigo, out of the big three, you know, Naruto, Luffy, and Ichigo, he's probably easily the coolest one.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, just like, you know, coolness.
He's actually cool.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Naruto, actually a cool kid.
Naruto and Luffy aren't really cool.
No.
Naruto
no.
is cooler than Luffy, but...
yeah, but everyone's there saying, like, this guy's a dork. What the
yeah. But that's our number seven, okay? And then our number six is Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
I think it deserves to be in the top ten, personally. I like Cowboy Bebop. We just have this... We both like it.
Yeah.
We just have this thing, like, people, like, have this, like, it's, like, the Sistine Chapel, like, it's, like, it's the greatest thing ever, and it's just, like, it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Spike Spiegel's awesome.
There are some anime on the list we already talked about that I think are way better than it, so, like, yes. It's just one of those ones where it's, like, I get the hype, but I don't get the hype, and also, I don't understand why, if they think it's so, so amazing and good, why they tanked the live action, which was... pretty damn good and yeah. It's not shot for scene for scene or anything like that, but it was still
you
really
are so mad about that.
I'm furious about that. That was my favorite live action I've ever seen. I know because they killed it. They killed it for no reason. They took it out back and shot it because they were mad that it wasn't shot for shot just like the original one. That's so goddamn annoying.
Yeah,
it's so goddamn annoying. I hate it. It pisses me off. I'm so mad at the anime community for killing that. I really liked watching that. I thought it was shot really well.
Yeah,
the actors liked the show. So stupid.
I think also, I think it's one of those where it makes sense. So here's a good example. It's like the One Piece live action, which I watched first episode, and it's probably fine. It's probably fine. Mihir liked it, so that to me is like, okay. It's probably okay then, because mm-hmm. He has the same exact One Piece opinions we have. But even if it was the worst piece of crap ever, the One Piece fan base would have been like, it's amazing!
Oh, yeah, sure,
because that's the style of the One Piece fan base. The Cowboy Bebop fan base is all, like, the m'ladies and fedora people that, like, it could have been perfect.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect, but it was really good. It could have been perfect, and they would have been like, it's not, like, the true original art. You just don't get Cowboy Bebop like I get it.
I know.
So, let's get it. We like Cowboy Bebop. Very good, complete story. Spike, the ending with Spike is so good.
It's awesome, yeah.
All the characters are great. It's a great show. Don't think it belongs in the top five, personally.
No, absolutely not.
But it does definitely belong on the list.
Yeah, agree with that.
Number five, which we're doing this correct justice, unlike the Watch Mojo list, we had it at nine. Number five, Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball series overall, yeah. Very, you know, there's very little I have to say about this. It's the anime, it's the shonen anime that, like, I swear to God, we base so much off of. Like, this just, I know Dragon Ball this year, I used to be really into, you know, showing the martial arts of it all, blah, 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 and, like, showing each scene and movement. And now, you know, Dragon Ball is turning to a lot of, like, quick fist punching back and forth, laser beam, all that stuff, which is a cool, really cool jump, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Does naturally get there over time. But I think, you know, we base a lot of fighting stuff that happens, I think we base off of Dragon Ball, especially in Shonen. Like, when you see two characters just, like, turn into, like, flashes of light going back and forth. Or, like, my most recent one I can think of was when Yuji and JJK fights the Mantis curse, like, at the beginning of Shibuya. And he's literally doing the punches, like, the quick punches from Dragon Ball. It's an insanely impactful anime, and it's long. The story is great, and Goku is one of the funniest main characters ever.
Yeah.
So,
And talk about the goat.
Yeah, exactly, true.
He is.
Yeah, and Dragon Ball Z have been just huge for the longest time. Like, since we were growing up, like, I remember watching it on Cartoon Network, and it was the show I wanted to watch because it was that good. So I don't understand Watch Mojo once again why they put it so far up. Like, the whole series, Dragon Ball Super came back and it was sick.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I mean, literally in our basement we have a gym, quote unquote. But we have a banner up and it's Goku flexing. It's like training to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Like, just like the muscle world, like, loves
Dragon Ball. Yeah, true.
Without Dragon Ball, anime is probably not a thing, really. Like, it is, but it's like Dragon Ball was like what, like, propelled anime into the Western culture.
I would almost agree.
That was like, it was like the first anime, like, a lot of people got into, watched it. We all love Goku. And like you said, like the like you know, and they like,
oh yeah, it's tough. Oh yeah,
yeah, like that, like that, like how many animes do that now?
I know, yeah,
all of them. So like, I think the characters are awesome. I mean, even remaking the show in a comedy aspect with Dragon Ball, with that Kai,
Dragon Ball Z Kai, Dragon Ball
Z Kai is amazing.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know, it was great.
Yeah, and so it deserves to be in the top five. Overall, though, it's like one of those that the reason I want to point out that why it's not beating the other ones is like, it's really fun. It's super fun to watch, super great, and the story is kind of interesting. But overall, it's just like,
it's a muscle up
dude's punching each
other. It really is. Yeah. It really is.
And Vegeta just constantly losing.
Losing all the time. Kakarot. I want to be a Super Saiyan. Yeah. I want to.
I was about to say that. Hold on. Jeez. Oh,
no, all right, calm down, man.
It's so hot in here.
It is warm in here, yes.
All right, number four on the list. So we're number five is Dragon Ball. Number four is Gurren Lagann.
Yeah,
this was a tough one for us because Code Geass is really good. Mm-hmm. It's not like we didn't want to put multiple mechs on here. We almost put Gundam on.
Gundam just—it's so tough. I have never seen the original start of Gundam. I desperately want them to remaster it because I hear the story of Gundam
is so bad.
It's horrendous, but the story is apparently amazing. It's about space civil wars and all this stuff.
They did, a while ago,
if you know Gundam, I'm about to butcher this, and I'm so sorry. The whole idea is that there was this, like, guy named Char back in the original series, and he, like, did a rebellion and all this stuff, and it was, like, super espionage and all this stuff. A couple years ago, they, like, made a prequel to that, like, talking about Char's rebellion and how he became Char and all this stuff, and it was sick. And by the time I finished watching it, I had not realized it was a prequel, and did not realize that I had to go watch original Gundam. And I tried to do it, and I wanted to die.
But that is
so bad.
That's a better way to watch it, I guess. Like, you got to see the prequel first, and now you get to see. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, now you see how Char actually works. And then, like,
with One Piece,
it's possible
we might be getting, because One Piece is getting remastered. So maybe all of them. Like, I don't understand. They don't understand. If they remastered Gundam,
I'd watch every second of it. I would watch every second of it. I want to see it so bad.
Remember that one Watch Mojo list where it was like best anime fights or something of all time or something. And there was that, like,
it was with the death Gundam or whatever it is, the Reaper Gundam. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was like, it put that fight and it just looks so bad. And we're like, what is this on the list?
It looks horrible. I'm sure it was so cool for the anime, especially at the time, but it was awesome. And there have been amazing Gundam since, some that connect to the story, some that don't. That's what made it really tough to like not put it on the list, because we're supposed to be talking about Gurren Lagann, but that's why I made it tough not to put it on the list, is because, like, we don't really know where things connect and where not to. That's probably maybe our own knowledge, but I never really see it on a list.
If you think it belongs on the list, then I would never fight against that. But Gurren Lagann,
yes,
very good.
Start to finish,
it was between anime. This and, like, not that the both can't be on the list, but like Code Geass and this, we just like Code Geass is really good. We'll put it when we get to lateral momentum, we'll talk about. But Gurren Lagann, like, the characters are great. The art, Trigger knows how to do
Trigger
art.
Trigger is sick. Art. JJK actually, like, in the beginning of season two there, they pulled scenes out of it.
Remember,
Meki Umaru's big fight? Like, literally at one point, Mahito turns his hand into the spiral drill and is busting through it. It, like, matches scene for scene almost.
Nice.
So put it together. It's really cool. But, it's a great anime, great characters, great character development. It pops up on lists all the time, no matter where you're watching, whether it's Watch Mojo or it's generally on the internet. It's always near the top. Netflix, I think, puts it up there on its top when you like it suggested anime. If it's still there, I don't know if it's still there anymore, but it's really great. Character development's awesome. They do a time skip beautifully.
Perfectly.
Beautifully. And they once again, they put death in the show, which is so
right
good.
Right off the rip, you think Kamina. You think Kamina's going to be the main character, and you're like, okay.
Just kidding.
Or maybe not the main character, but, you know, Simon's just like you think he's going
to be... It's him and Simon going to be there forever, you know?
And then,
two buddies. Rick and Morty, to the end of time.
And then he's got that. 17. His death scene is so good, too. It's one of the better death scenes, I think.
And when they all hallucinate him later on in the anti-spiral universe, oh my God,
and
so
that's what's good, too, is, like, even though the ending got really, like, acid-trip and crazy, it all, like... still connected.
It all, but like it all sense. Still made sense. Yeah, that's the big thing.
Yeah,
and like even though it wasn't even that crazy of an acid trip, they were just fighting on the scale of the universe. It wasn't like some crazy like eight dimensions later. Just, they kept just getting bigger. That's all they kept doing, you know. So
and it was. If you haven't seen it, you've definitely heard of it. It was one of those I think too. I saw on lists and I just never knew what it was, and I was just like, and I used to be like very anti mech anime. Because I like them more now. I think all I thought was like just like the boring old school Gundam for me. But like, I just never like enjoyed like fighting in mech suits. But then I always said that to myself, and I was like, dude, I watch Power Rangers. What am I talking about?
Yeah, like, facts. Yeah,
and I watched this, and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. Yeah. So definitely, I'm fine with the number 4, 100%. All right, now for the top three. So far, we had 10 Evangelion.
Why did you say Neon Genesis? It's the easiest thing out of that sentence to say. Like, Evangelion, it's harder to say than Neon Genesis.
I know. Number 9 is My Hero Academia. Number 8 is Jujutsu Kaisen. Number 7, Bleach. Number 6, Cowboy Bebop. Number 5, Dragon Ball. Number 4, Gurren Lagann. So now to the top three.
Let's go.
Number 3 we have on our list is Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah.
I think this definitely deserves number 3. I think out of all the anime on this list and out there, there is, until One Piece ends, there is no better complete story in an anime.
I agree with that.
From beginning to end, story's amazing, and it completes perfectly. Naruto blew it at the end. They could have had
did.
It.
Yeah,
they could have had it.
We'll also see with JJK, but yeah.
I mean, we'll see with JJK, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, the story's not even remotely as good as Full Metal, but... Are you serious?
I don't know about that.
What?
I think the story is super interesting.
It's interesting, but cool. it's not as, like, complex or... It's not even close to complex.
I mean, it's complex. You don't know what's going on.
There is a bad curse that wants to kill everyone.
Okay, and then there was a bad...
underground, super secretive military organization with homunculi, and then a god.
Yeah, there was one homunculi that wanted to eat God. That's it. And then kill everybody.
With a super secret organization.
Actually did kill everybody.
Yeah, and then it all got reversed because they had his copy version of himself.
So complex.
Way more complex than Jujutsu Kaisen.
We'll see by the end of JJK. That's why I said wait till the end.
We'll see,
but so far it's been incredibly... What are you talking about? The sheer amount of curses. We don't know what Sakuna's doing. We don't know what Geto's doing, really.
It's definitely interesting, and it definitely could be, but like... I think you're blowing up the Jujutsu Kaisen story more than it is.
We'll find out by the end.
It's literally.
I think it's gonna be something huge.
I hope so. I hope so, but it doesn't need to be. But
it doesn't need to be. But I think it could be.
But like, so far the story's just been like, I'm a bad guy, me.
As opposed to father, who's just a bad guy. All the homunculi are just bad guys.
Well, father's like whole thing was like he's setting up this plan, built a country to set up this entire plan to steal all their souls,
deals with
that,
people
that he took into
to make
him,
a culling war,
and also like separated himself into the different homunculi to take himself away to make himself more like God because he took away. Are you comparing Geto and father?
Yeah,
they're not even the same.
They're two big baddies that aren't even human that want to kill people and take over the world.
Their father's plan is a million times more complicated. Geto's was, well, I guess
he made thousands of deals over hundreds of years.
I guess he did. Oh, I guess he did do that. I didn't think about that. It's pretty similar. Mm-hmm. I mean, Father only built an entire country.
I mean, yeah, but they can only
work together, so. And then manipulated the government the entire time for hundreds of years.
As opposed to what Ghetto was moving from body to body. Not Ghetto. The Brain was moving from body to body.
Manipulating the entire government?
The JJK world, which is...
Yeah. No, he didn't. He didn't manipulate them.
Yeah, he did.
What'd he do?
He kept moving from body to body. He's already...
Not manipulating the government, like...
The government in this world doesn't really matter, though.
It's not even manipulating the Jujutsu Kaisen people. You're not...
Yeah, he is. He was the worst. He manipulated the entire blood of...
Father literally, like, is the puppet master of the entire government.
Okay, cool. I don't understand. The Brain still manipulated everything. Not everything, but manipulated the world to the point where he's at right now.
I guess. I think you're
gatekeeping the Full Metal Alchemist storyline a little bit.
I don't think I'm gatekeeping it. I think you don't like that everyone's like, oh yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen's pretty, like, their story is like whatever, but the fights are really cool, and you like feel like you have to like support the story and be like, no, it is really good.
I do think the story's, I don't want to say, okay. I will admit, well, good, because I just had this whole argument. Like, if someone calls it simple, then yeah, no, I don't believe it. If that's simple, then Full Metal Alchemist is simple.
No,
it's just them going from spot to spot fighting people.
Just because Full Metal Alchemist?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, they're literally going out looking for the Philosopher's Stone. Then you find out what the Philosopher's Stone is made of.
They go there, find the MacGuffin, fight people.
There is no MacGuffin.
The Philosopher's Stone is a MacGuffin.
They don't use it.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, they're people that they're using.
Who?
Aren't they? Yeah, no, they use the Philosopher's Stone. The fake Philosopher's Stones.
The fake philosopher?
Who? They use those.
Rarely. Al uses it like once.
And then what's his name? The guy who blows things up.
Scar?
No. The other guy who blows things up. He helps beat Pride in the end. He gets eaten by Pride. He's something like K.
Oh, Lee?
What?
Lee?
No. Looks like Lee. I know what you're thinking. I thought it was Lee too. It's the guy that blows things up. He's like evil.
Oh, Kim Lee.
Kim Lee. Yeah. He uses a bunch of them, yeah. He's like two.
He's a villain, yeah.
So?
Yeah, that's another thing. Kibli, interesting character. I'm not saying Jujutsu Kaisen's story is bad.
I'm not saying Full Metal Alchemist's story isn't complete and perfect.
Yes.
I just think you're saying it's the only thing to be complete and perfect.
No, I even said One Piece will beat it when it completes, for sure. And Naruto's is like, if Naruto just didn't have Kaguya at the
end. Yeah, I agree with that. Kaguya fucked everything up.
If Kaguya wasn't at the end, I'd actually put Naruto above Full Metal Alchemist, just for the fact that, we'll get to Naruto, honestly. Well, just for the fact for like, the story happens so much earlier on than you thought.
True.
Yeah. I know Full Metal Alchemist does that too in the opening, which is really cool that they call back to that, where you're like the ice user, and then you're like, oh, he knew the entire time. I'm just saying JJK's story, it is good, but it's like, when we find out more stuff, sure.
Okay, that's why I said I had a chance to do it.
I don't think it has a chance to beat Full Metal on the way it's going, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, I just feel like there's unknowns, and it's like, that doesn't mean they're anything. It's like Demon Slayer, we'll see, but right now it looks like the unknown is really...
I think Demon Slayer might be a hot take. I think they might be going off the rails.
Yeah,
Nezuko could fight the sun, and it sort of just made me feel like...
Yeah, that was super stupid.
It sort of just made me feel like they quickie sped something up. Like, what's the point of the blue spider lily then? Muzen was hunting for. They call him with the 20K. Was hunting for, but like, I feel like they just like took, like, there's all this story that he was working on for hundreds of years, and then now, oh wait, there's the demon that can conquer the sun.
Yeah. And I hated the reason was just because she's special.
I know.
I always hate,
I want to know if there's just... something with their bloodline, but yeah, I don't disagree with you on that.
Well, see, that's why I thought that was good with JJK, is like, remember I was like, if Gojo can just do it because he's special, it's not like Gojo's special, it's that his curse ability combination is special.
Correct.
And they give the history of it, and like, that is awesome.
That's cool, yeah.
I guess you're right. I guess they could do like their bloodline because it looks like it's very important. Anyways,
and also Yuji being a demon wound painting is gonna be a huge thing too, which I think that was a cool reveal.
Yeah.
Like, cool set, like, that's where with the Brain set.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. It's okay. Really good.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is an anime that got me into anime. The story is amazing, complete to end. The characters are amazing. I plan on naming my two dogs Edward and Alphonse.
Yeah. And I agree that I think actually it might be the anime to show people to get them into anime. It's an easy watch. It's only like, what, 5 seasons?
So yeah, it's 73 episodes.
That's such an easy watch. Yeah. That's no problem. And it's very cool. And the dubbing is, it might be the best English dubbing I have ever seen in anime.
Yeah.
And I think it actually might be better than the sub. It's such a rare thing to
100%
see.
100% agree. I watch a dub more than anything.
Oh, it's spectacular.
and you got Shout Tucker. There's so many memes out of it. One of the worst, as in like hurt you deaths of all time.
Yep. So many deaths.
It was my first anime, my first time going, damn, look at Lust. I was like, anime, what are we doing?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Right, Roy Mustang is like one of the top tier, like BA characters. Yeah. Like, it's one of those anime that the only person I know that thought it was just okay was John. Because there wasn't enough fighting. And I was like,
okay.
I was like,
there's a lot of fighting in there's an anime.
There's a ton of fighting. Dude, when Father Comes Back Alone, that scene is awesome. Yeah. Not Father, Pure Bradley.
That scene is anytime sick. Pride pretty much just does anything, he's fighting someone.
Yeah.
The huge whole scene with the dome.
Great job.
And also, once again, too, this one pops up on every list you look at. Yeah. It was my anime watch list, top number one for the longest time.
It isn't currently right now. That Elf show that came out is.
Well, I feel like it's all
fall
shifting,
off.
Yeah.
That will fall off because Kaguya Love is War beat it for a little bit. Newer recency bias as it shows, but yeah, it's been my number one on my anime list forever.
Yeah.
The only caveat I have to that is my anime list does seasons, which is stupid. And Fullmetal Alchemist is technically one season,
yeah,
so that's but anyways, that was our number three. Our number two, number one and two are gonna be easy for you're gonna hear about it, but number two obviously wasn't even on the list in Watch Mojo. Naruto
wasn't even an honorable mention.
Naruto Shippuden list, but.
Yeah, whatever. Naruto is a complete series. Yeah. I've listened to any part of the podcast, we will gush over Naruto forever. Has some of the best characters, the best fight scenes, and overall, just the story development makes you want to cry every 5 seconds. It's spectacular. The characters that you're supposed to hate, you hate. The characters you like. And then Naruto is just the goodest boy on the planet, and I love him for it. The only thing that show fucked up, really, was the ending.
Yeah, Kaguya.
The aliens. Aliens are just not a good move overall, you know?
Aliens.
They decide to do aliens, and then Boruto doubled down with it. That's why Boruto is not part of this universe.
Yeah. Boruto is not part of the top 100 anime.
Naruto is not part... that's generous. But I'm not part of the top 200 anime list.
It's really actually fun watching. So I work with a few people who have gotten into anime, Tommy and John, and they started Naruto way after they watched a bunch of other stuff. And it's fun to hear from them. And this is one thing that Naruto is they were pointing it out. And I would tell them about this is that you can see with Dragon Ball was very important for anime. You can see Naruto's story and style and everything transcend all so many anime.
They created the trio too.
Yeah, they created the trio and their trio sucks.
Yeah, it is one of the worst trios out there. Sasuke is terrible.
Sasuke is awful. Sakura blows. Naruto's. If Luffy didn't exist, Naruto would probably be my favorite anime character. So he's my number two favorite. Yeah. Naruto is
he's so good. The whole show is named after him.
I know, yeah.
One Piece doesn't even have that.
Yeah, that's true. they made the trios JJK is doing it. JJK's trio is way better. But, 100%.
Well, it was better.
Yeah, that's true. Damn. But even Haikyuu copied Naruto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They copied the good boy and the scared, the angry boy.
Yeah, one's like, I have the natural talent, but and all the energy, but I'm not honed enough. And one's like, I'm honed on my skills.
Yeah.
But, and then Black Clover obviously just straight up pretty much is Naruto. I will say this. Every version I've seen of Sasuke, way better.
100%.
Naruto is still the GOAT.
I agree with that. Yeah. No one beats Naruto. Yeah. No one beats Naruto.
Once again, I think with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and Naruto and our number one, which we haven't got to yet, which you know what it is. All the dubs are just as
100%.
Are just as good.
100%. They killed it with the dubbing of that one. I don't know how they did that, but they did.
Rasengan.
Yeah, I know. So good.
Yeah. Jiraiya. I think when One Piece ends, and it will be the greatest story in anime ever told, hopefully.
Yeah.
The only thing it can mess up is saying the One Piece's friendship, which I think they confirmed in the show that it's not.
I think so.
Yeah, they confirmed in the show that it's
not. I want to say they did. Yeah. I don't know.
At least the voice actor for Luffy confirmed that it's not. But minus the Kaguya thing, God, Naruto hits your heart, man.
Yeah.
The story just hits your heart.
Yeah. It really does.
It really does.
There's so many. I still remember when Jiraiya died. It was so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was emotional turmoil for me for days. I was like, oh, this amazing character's gone. No. Yeah. So, and just to go off of that, it's on a lot of lists. I feel like it's snubbed a lot of the lists, though. Like, a lot. Like, Watch Mojo loves to snub this anime. It's insane.
It's weeps.
They suck.
Because they used to all be about Naruto.
Yeah.
Back in the day when everyone hated anime.
Yeah.
And they're like, Naruto's so cool. And everyone hated it. Then everyone got into anime and they're like, hey, man, you're right. Naruto is awesome. They're like,
you can't like
no,
this.
I like Idol upside down banana pants. And you're like, okay, whatever the hell that is.
Okay, cool, man. Cool. Good for you. Have fun with that. But anyways, it is number two. Not even arguable.
Yeah. Pain arc. Best arc in anime.
Thanks.
And before we get to our number one, which you all know what it is, we're just going to toss out a few honorable mentions. One of our honorable mentions, just because we haven't seen it, but I feel like it deserves to be in the top 10. I feel like when we finally watch it, we might actually put it in the top 10. Just because the fights look awesome and it looks hilarious, is Gintama.
Yeah. It's a long one. That's the only thing that stopped me right now, because like I dedicated myself to Bleach as my next long one, but having trouble getting through it. But Gintama, I want to watch it so bad. It looks so good.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of the show and you're listening to the podcast, like, put in the comments like if you really think it belongs in the top 10, because it's never in the top 10.
Yeah, they got a movie a couple years ago, and apparently it did amazing.
And
like, amazing.
If you look at my anime list, always like five of their seasons are like up.
It's always
like,
up
yeah.
there. It's always up
That one, Code Geass, we already talked about a little bit. Gundam.
We had
another one that was...
We did have another one. I don't know what it was, though. Why did we write the honorable mentions now? Should have done that.
I don't know. We should have. That was an honorable mention. I would like to say... No, that doesn't belong in the list. Shoin reigns king, so Shoin's got to go.
Vinland Saga might be interesting by the time it's done. We'll see.
Attack on Titan, definitely not an honorable mention.
No.
First three seasons, Attack on Titan, honorable mention.
First three seasons would be on the list if we could just count the first three seasons.
Black Clover.
Yeah. I can't wait for that show to come back.
Yeah, we wanted to put it in the top 10.
I know.
If we were in Japan, I feel like we could have.
I think we could. Because
it's so popular over there. For
some reason, people aren't watching it.
Yeah, no one watches it.
It's so good here.
It's so good. And I know I will agree that like the first like 20 episodes, it's kind of like eh, but like once you hit that 20 episode, bam, it's like
boom. It never stops.
It's amazing.
It never stops.
But let's get to our number one, so we're not in this hot room forever. Yes, and the Bills game is at 4:30. So, number one, there's no question about it. It deserves to be number one. Is One Piece.
The One Piece.
It is the goats of goats. I will say this before Davis goes on his rant about how great it is, because he deserves it. I will say this. I just watched it recently, like 2 years ago, year and a half ago.
About a year and a half
ago. Whatever. I watched it pretty recently. This is where anime fans need to understand that they're all not the coolest people. I've heard said this on this podcast a million times, but I'm going to say it again. You're going to hear it again. I've never read Lord of the Rings. I know it's the greatest fantasy series of all time. I have, I don't listen to the Beatles every day. I know they're the greatest band of all time. When I didn't watch One Piece, I admitted that it is the GOAT.
Yep.
You know it's the GOAT.
It is. It might be the greatest story ever told in terms of anime.
It might be in like top 10 greatest stories ever.
I would probably agree with that. By the time it's done, they've done wild stuff since the beginning. I remember watching One Piece back when it was premiering on Cartoon Network during the day. And it was like, it was wild. It was great. There's no better set of characters that work so perfectly together. The One Piece crew, and they're still building it, are spectacular. And there's not a single one of them that you can remove from that crew without that crew like falling apart almost. Even the weak ones. Like,
oh, yeah.
Usopp.
Can't get rid of him.
Usopp would be my number one to get rid of, and I still couldn't do it because he's that important to the crew. There's no more perfect group of characters out there than in One Piece. The story has been going on for plus 20 years now. We still don't know exactly what all of it is.
Yeah, but, like, it all seems so interesting.
It all seems somehow that it's all going to make sense in the end, and I don't know how, and I can't wait to find out. They've killed each big moment in One Piece, especially in the last few years, has owned the internet. When they hit episode 1,000, owned. Internet, everywhere was talking about One Piece. When they got to Wano, everyone was talking about One Piece. Gear 5, as much as of a letdown it was because of the hype that was around it, it was still really great at the end. I know you still got to catch up, but you're only a few episodes behind. Yeah. But it was a great... Actually, the Wano ending was really, really good.
I know I'm a few episodes behind, but I just want to cut you off real quick. Is the crew full?
No.
Nice.
Not at all.
That's interesting.
I know, right? Damn. I was very that's surprising. Interested in that. Yes.
That's surprising.
And I've talked about Wano before, and how like Wano was great and I love it. I don't know, the vibe is not my favorite out of all the arcs in One Piece, but there's so many arcs in One Piece where I'm like, oh, is this one the best one? Is this one the best one? Yeah. I'm not really sure. But Egghead just started, and already what they're doing with it seems like I'm not going to say it's been better than Wano, because Wano was nuts.
Yeah.
But right now, I love the vibe of Egghead. And already the stuff that they're bringing in stuff that I didn't think we're going to see for 150 episodes. Nice. So they're doing crazy stuff. The world just got bigger again. And I cannot wait to see what happens with this anime. It is on so many Watch Mojo lists. It's on so many lists. Watch Mojo, I don't think they want to put it as number one, but they are sometimes a slave to recency bias. And when like One Piece is owned the internet, they kind of have to. I think they would choose to put it lower, but it's on so many other top 10 anime lists. You type in top 10 anime in Google search in general, it pops up.
Oh, of course.
It is that great of an anime. Luffy is one of the best protagonists.
He is. He's the number one protagonist. Yeah. Easily, hands down. Once again, if it's not your favorite anime, that's fine.
Yeah, it's totally fair.
But it is the best.
Yes.
It's just unarguable. The Straw Hats, you went on about it. The story. And if they keep it up the way they do it, I was like, oh my God, I was like, Dressrosa is easily the best arc ever. And then Whole Cake Island was like, this is easily the best arc ever. And then Wano, I'm like, this is easily the best arc ever. If they do it with Egghead again, this show don't miss.
It don't miss. It's so amazing. So yeah, that's why it's number one.
Everyone, we had a comment on the video, the Watch Mojo video.
Oh, jeez.
Pacing in the show is slow. Here's what annoys me, though. Everyone says that about One Piece, and it is true. Every old anime is like that.
Yeah.
Goku literally held a spirit ball for literally like 10 episodes. Like,
it's a long
every
time.
Old anime is like that. Yeah. Like, why? They forget that One Piece should probably update its style and move away from the slow pacing, but that's how the show works, and that's how it was.
And people still love it. And also, not for nothing, you watched all of it in like the span of like, I'm gonna say a year and a half, and I am highballing that. Like, it was, you crushed it, and you were well, because you wanted to do it before Gear 5 hit, and you got there well ahead of time. So it's very doable.
Yeah.
It's very doable to get through. So much of it is dubbed now too, and it's awesome. Like, and there's just getting better. The opening they have, I mean, was the best opening they could ever have.
Oh.
The opening they have right now, they went nuts with the animation, and the animation style changed again in this. This show is just going to get better as it goes on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the ending's going to be. I literally have no idea, but I cannot wait to see it. So that is why it is number one.
It is number one anime. That is the correct list currently, until we watch other ones and see what we think and all that. The top three will probably never change.
I agree with that.
Unless Jujutsu Kaisen ends and it's amazing. Then it could bump Fullmetal Alchemist. But the top two will probably never change. Even if JJK ended amazing.
I know. It'd be so hard to beat that.
And thank God Davis is editing this episode, because he'll put the top 10 right here.
Oh, you piece of shit. You asshole. Fine, I'll try.
You can do it. All right. But that's a real top 10. If you disagree, put it down in the comments. If you agree, put it in the comments. Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it. And leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.